Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. There's no matter what we try, there's always a noise, right? There's always a door slam. Some noises are worse than others, but we'll fight through it. Our conversation with the head coach, no matter how many doors slam behind us, whether it's a metaphor or not, brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Let's spend as little time on this as possible. Outside of youth league, little league, stuff like that, isn't the idea that it's more fun when you win than when you lose?
Yeah.
Isn't generally that the idea?
There's no question. When you do, you know, my boss at Butler used to have a great line. He said, fun is when you do things well together, right? And so, like, ultimately, we have to work better to do our jobs a little bit better so that we have a better result, and that's a lot of fun. There's never been a flight in my life that I thought was really fun after a loss. And you know how it is. After you win, it's kind of a sigh of relief. It's not really that fun either.
Because there's usually another game the next day.
But ultimately, whatever. Yeah.
And again, we've had this throughout the course of the year. Some people have heard you say it, and some people maybe just hear you in this particular segment that are just paying attention to the game. When guys are speaking, when it's their name on it, you don't have a problem.
I don't. We do a media training session early in the year, and our PR staff, which is sitting right next to us, does such a great job, and they're all celebrating this right now. And we all say, if you can put your name on it, that's what you say, and just be alert to all the possible reactions. Think about all the possible consequences. But what we don't want is, you know, to be a team full of unnamed sources. I think that that's bad news for teams when, you know, there's a lot of bickering that goes among when nobody puts their name next to it. I'd rather somebody say something like Marcus did. And there was a lot of correct things that Marcus said. And so, we own that, move forward.
You used it was an expression. It wasn't a real word, but we can make it a real word in talking the last couple of days. Teamness. We need more teamness. We need to show more. When you are saying that word, what is it you are thinking of?
I just think when you're really connected and you're really playing with great energy and effort together, that shows itself to be true on the scoreboard. And, you know, we had moments in each of the last two games where I thought we were really playing well together. And then for whatever reason, we got off course. And we have to respond better to those moments. We have to make sure we do a better job staying together through tough things. And then we just got to, you know, realize that an NBA game is 48 minutes. And if you get outplayed for 30 of them, you're going to lose. And it doesn't matter which 30 it is. So, like, ultimately, that's what happened in the last two games.
Which kind of brings me to the notion of the quarters. We're always taught there's no such thing as a stupid question. To me, I always amended that to there are no stupid questions, there are only stupid people that ask them. But to me, when I wrote down, like, the notion of, well, this isn't happening in the second quarter, and this thing isn't happening, it seems absurd to even write it down, yet this apparently is a thing, at least these last few games, with the second quarter and the third quarter. How can it be?
It's a month, and it's not starters, it's not bench, it's the Celtics, and it's all the way down the line, and we all need to play better in those times for whatever reason. We haven't been as good overall. As you know, every month there's a new trend, there's a new talking point, and so next month we'll probably be, you know, we'll have something else to talk about. Our 2-for-1 percentages aren't any good, or like our starts aren't as good, you know. But ultimately, I think that there's enough of a sample here that we need to make sure that we buckle down in those middle quarters.
Well, every month there seems to be a new Sixer, at least every time we get here to see them in the starting lineup. There are a lot of things that Tobias Harris brings, but defensively, this is a problem now, especially when you consider the way teams were sort of using guys to defend Chandler. You can't really do that anymore with Harris.
Well, you can, but it's not going to be. It's not going to end well. Yeah, it's not going to end well. And it didn't end well against Chandler in a lot of cases. Yeah. Chandler's a good player and a hard guy to guard, but Harris is just, you know, he's a 20-point-a-game scorer. And he makes shots from three if you guard him and you're late. And he bullies smaller guys and can drive the ball from anywhere on the perimeter. He's an excellent player. What goes untalked about or under-discussed with all of their moves is how athletic they got off the bench. Yeah. I think when you start talking about Ennis and Jonathan Simmons and Mike Scott, and then obviously Marjanovic's size, you're talking about a very, very athletic group of guys. And there's just not as many places to attack. And so ultimately, you're going to have to be even better on offense. And then their offense on defense, I mean, you're going to have to be excellent because their starting five is a joke offensively.
That's the head coach in these PR sessions you were talking about. Did they cover how to make this more entertaining, this pregame stuff? To that?
You know, one thing they have done a good job of is staying out of our business, me and you. Yeah, because I think it's so
natural.
There's such a connection,
such
so
a
natural.
Yeah.
They don't want to really get in the way. They certainly don't want to script us, right? But, you know, I have gotten the point from them a little bit that we usually start and end well, but the middle's not as good. So we got to work on that. We got to be better in that. Are we weighing a little bit?
We'll analyze the second quarter of this conversation next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.